COLLINGWOOD, a conversation about ice time in Collingwood turned into a not-so-nice time with a councillor demanding an apology from her colleague this week. At their regular meeting on January 27, councillors unanimously passed a motion originally put forward by Cown. Cathy Jeffery to have town staff create a plan to maximize ice facility availability, which would include a capital plan to completely enclose the Central Park outdoor rink, adding dressing rooms and minimal viewing seating. Council also approved directing staff to come up with a plan for alternative outdoor skating in Collingwood. But before the period ended, the gloves came off between two councillors. Cown. Deb Doherty noted during her remarks that the wording of the motion specifically notes that the changes are due to the critical need for ice time for boys and girls hockey, and asked whether that wording was leaving out other groups that may use the ice. The wording of the motion brought forward by Jeffery was as follows. Therefore, be it resolved that council direct staff to develop a plan to address the maximized facility availability and critical need for ice time for both boys and girls hockey, which plan will also include for council consideration a capital plan for the enclosure of the outdoor ice rink as soon as practical, including existing canteen and washrooms currently on site and the addition of dressing rooms and minimal seating for viewing. And therefore, be it resolved that council direct staff to develop a plan to provide another alternative for outdoor skating for the public. Not every skater in this community is a hockey player, said Doherty. I feel that the way this is worded treats any user of the outdoor rink that isn't playing hockey as a second-class citizen. Jeffery immediately called a point of order, cutting off Doherty's remarks. For someone who has been chair for many sports in Collingwood, I find that an uncalled for comment. I would accept an apology, said Jeffery. While Doherty did apologize for her wording, her point remained. I am concerned about those who skate and enjoy using the outdoor rink but aren't hockey players. They should have an equal ability to have an outdoor facility to access, said Doherty. Jeffery reiterated that this was the reason for the second part of the motion, which directs staff to come up with a plan for alternative outdoor skating in Collingwood. She noted one of the options she wants staff to explore is the possibility of flooding the outdoor baseball diamond at Central Park in the winter to create a rink. Mayor Yvonne Hamlin said she hopes a skating rink is also included in the Sitalunch District Public Realm Plan. There's lots we can do in the short term to provide that for everybody, said Jeffery. This will make it better for everybody. The crunch right now is for organized sports. Adding to the already high demand for ice time is a recently announced policy change through the Ontario Hockey Federation, which will mean any player can play in any league unencumbered by border restrictions starting next season. Collingwood Minor Hockey Association, CMHA, President Dave Epp deputed to council at their January 13 meeting, pleading for help in trying to adapt to the change, noting that the league will consider a cap on registrations next season if they can't get more ice time. Jeffery said that in conversations with the town's Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture Karen Cubitt, the town is able to reallocate between 10 and 22 hours per week of ice time should the Central Park outdoor rink be closed in. It will require some changes, but that would come back to us in the report to see if we can phase this, said Jeffery. Cown. Chris Potts, Cown. Christopher Baines, Cown. Rob Ring and Deputy Mayor Tim Fryer all spoke in favor of the motion. I wholeheartedly support this. In a perfect world, we'd be finishing a new multi-use recreation facility. I hope it's down the road. I think this is the time we should be putting some money into it, said Ring. This town needs another ice surface ASAP.